This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Tuesday, July 31st, 2018. This is Nick Qualley reporting for CLNS, the leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. We had an extra inning pitcher's duel last night as the Red Sox battled with the Philadelphia Phillies. Both starting pitchers had immaculate nights, each allowing just a single earned run. Red Sox starter David Price, who is still trying to win back the fans, handled the Philly lineup well, lasting 8 innings, surrendering 8 hits and 1 earned run coupled with 5 strikeouts. Things got hairy, though, in the second inning for Price and the Red Sox when Hoskins doubled with 1 out. The double was followed by a Herrera single, bringing Hoskins around to score. The inning could have been much worse, but due to a base-running blunder by the Phillies, turning one out into two, the Red Sox and David Price escaped the inning, giving up one earned run. The Red Sox were having trouble scoring on the dominant Phillies righty Aaron Nola, not scoring until just the fifth inning, with Jackie Bradley Jr. on first and Eduardo Nunez up to the plate. It took a deep line drive by Nunez, which was misplayed by center fielder Odubel Herrera, leading to a run scored and a triple by Nunez. The Sox had some opportunities late which were squandered, including the 8th inning where Brock Holt led it off with a double off of the wall, but was followed by a pop-out, strikeout, and line-out, leaving him stranded at second base. It took up until the 13th inning, but the game was finally put away. Eduardo Nunez began it all with a ground ball single up the middle. He then caught Philly off guard with a straight steal of second base, and then it was the unlikely hero Blake Swihart with a deep ground rule double walk-off to give the Red Sox the victory by a final score of 2-1. Before I go on and tell you about tonight's game, though, let me tell you about my new favorite app. It's called Draft. It's daily fantasy baseball, but it's not like the other guys. On Draft, you play live snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league. Drafts last for just one night, and once you're done drafting, that's literally it. You're done. No trades, no waiver wire, nothing. You just set it and you forget about it. The best part, though, you're playing for cold, hard cash, and you get paid out the next day. Drafts start from just $1, so there's literally a draft for everybody. Listen, I love to gamble. I love to gamble on sports. I love fantasy sports. And I'm always just trying to do stuff. I'm always in a rush. Draft lets me just draft my team, put it down, and I am done. I don't even have to pay attention to it anymore. And sometimes I wake up with more money in my bank account. And who doesn't love that? I love money, baby. Join me on Draft today. Just search Draft in your app store or play right from your computer at draft.com. And for a limited time only, all Red Sox Beat listeners get a free entry into a real money baseball draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code Red Sox Beat. That's right, play a real money game for free just for using my promo code Red Sox Beat when you make your first deposit. Search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and enter the promo code Red Sox Beat. That is all one word. The Red Sox and Phillies get set for the second and final game of this brief interleague series, and it will be Jake Arrieta going for Phillies squaring off with the Red Sox's Drew Pomeranz. Arrieta, in his first year in Philly, has been mediocre to say the least. Arrieta, who is sporting a 3.45 ERA, has been okay as of late, but will still have games where he will surrender 4 earned runs in just 3.1 innings pitched against teams like the lowly San Diego Padres. Arrieta's main issue seems to be his inability to keep runners off of base. His whip is nearly as high as it's been all year at 1.26, with opponents batting at 250 off of the righty. His opponent, though, has been just straight deplorable this season. Drew Pomeranz, who will be taking the mound for the Sox for just his second time since returning from injury, has an ERA that is close to 7 at 6.91. In his first start back last Tuesday, Pomeranz squared off against the weak Baltimore Orioles lineup, but could not get out of the fourth inning. Pomeranz has continued to show an inability to get deep into baseball games, and hitters continue to clobber him. First pitch today is at 7:10 at Fenway Park, and you can catch the game on NESN or you can listen to it at WEEI 93.7 FM. Be sure to also follow CLNS on Twitter at CLNS Media and our Red Sox account for all of the latest news and updates at Red Sox CLNS. And don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox news feed both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Nick Qualley for the Boston Red Sox news feed.